Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Wednesday, June 22nd, 2016. Thank you, Pastor Jason Schiffo, for joining me for today, the Wednesday edition of Ark and Friends.
Oh, you bet.
Well, I have three things in front of me, and I already told you about these, and we talked about them and prayed them up. And one is something that you worked very hard on, and thank you, God, for Karen, who kind of gives us some editing expertise. But it's 20 top reasons for an event center, and those that were tuned in last Wednesday heard, for me, the most part, sharing some enthusiasm and some leading that I felt God had been behind for the last few years to get us to the point where we were moving forward on a event center. And you and I spent a week, a number of revisions, putting together this little flyer to help our listeners understand the mission and the direction we feel God's leading. And so that's been produced, and I want to talk a little about that. I want to read for our listeners, maybe for clarity's sake or to help them understand how God's been behind this and how we've been praying it up for about 2 or 3 years. So this isn't just something that I enthusiastically embraced because I got an idea recently, but it's something that's been undergirded in prayer. And we talked a little about that last week, and you kind of led our time in prayer. And then also, if one person writes in mentioning something, it might represent others. And so I want to read a concern from one of our listeners, one of our supporters, about this proposed event center and some cautionary flags that they were waving. And maybe they hadn't heard last Wednesday's program or weren't in the loop, if you will, on the dream casting that we shared during our 20th anniversary celebration, or maybe some of the comments that have been made over the weeks and months as we've seen God literally orchestrate circumstances, and we just feel so strongly that he's leading it and behind it. So thank you for, even before this broadcast, Jason, we talked this through. How could our listeners better identify with the ministry and the mission of this station, and how can they see, as radio continues to change, as the younger audience isn't like those of us that are 40 and older that grew up with a radio in the kitchen or a radio next to our bedside. Most of the younger listeners, they don't have a radio other than maybe in a car. And there's new means of them tuning in or accessing programming that's unlike what Phil Shepard would say, a terrestrial radio, you know, the old-fashioned radio that sat on a counter. And so the radio ministry is evolving, if you will. And so we got to be on a cutting edge of how would God lead us? How can we reach this next generation? How can we continue to fortify and encourage those that have tuned in for years? And the event center seems to be a culmination now of moving forward in our 21st year of ministry to do some unique things and to encourage people to tune in and learn about the station.
Yeah, I think it's so important. Two things that I think you said that are really important, and maybe for some, it can become, I know when I think about this, it can almost become a little confusing, because when we think about radio, we think about there's an element of entertainment to it. We think about, now, definitely at Great News Radio, we're receiving great teaching from just different teachers throughout the day, Charles Stanley and Erwin Lutzer and John MacArthur, and just amazing teaching. And there is times where I feel devotionals are offered and things like that. But for some people, they may view it as a part of their day in an entertainment kind of way. You know what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. And I think in that, we will tend to say, it's mine. It's for me. That's my favorite show. This is my radio station. And we do want people to feel like that, because this is a listener-supported radio station. Therefore, Great News Radio is your radio station. But Great News Radio belongs to God, and therefore it belongs to what God wants to do. And what God wants to do is to continually have the message of redemption through the blood of Jesus Christ spread amongst the nations. Mm-hmm. And so there is, in the threefold, you know, ministry of Great News Radio, to edify, educate, to evangelize, this idea that the evangelizing piece means that our methods are not always static. They don't stay the same. They need to change, because the world around us is changing. And so we would not be good stewards of the means that God has given us, the voices and the technology and all that God has created for his glory, if we weren't using those things to reach out and to touch people. You know, what's interesting is when we started having this conversation immediately, I thought about, I always go to the Bible. That's got to be our true norm. And in Acts chapter 17 and verse 17, now it's talking about Paul, and Paul is on a mission for God. And by the way, Paul's mission and his ministry as he evangelizes changes consistently throughout the book of Acts, as we've been studying for like the last 3 years. I mean, our never-ending study of the book of Acts. But it says in Acts 17:17, so he reasoned in the synagogue with the Jews and the devout persons. So Paul is where the religious people believe he ought to be, doing the mission they believe he ought to do, that looks a lot like church and feels like church and does all that. But then it says this, and in the marketplace every day with those who happened to be there. Hmm. Not people who had shown up, but people who happened to be there. And there is, even in the life of Jesus, this kind of as-you-go ministry. As you go along, as you walk here, as you lie down and get up, as you walk along the road, as you meet people who don't know who the Lord Jesus Christ is, you have an opportunity to preach the gospel. And I think for us, maybe the point of clarification is that while the title has events in it, the point of this new work that God is doing is not to hold and host events, that so that there's a portion of this ministry that comes out of your home and goes into the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
And is in a very public and open place. It's in a mall. It literally is a marketplace. And a place where there are a lot of people walking by and a lot of opportunities for the gospel to be shared with people who have never seen the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. And so we would be short-sighted not to do that. I realize that as a radio station, it feels as though we must operate inside of kind of the box that we define radio to be. You know, and for many of us, it's in the home, it's in the car, we hear it in the store, whatever. But God isn't defined by any of that. And God says, therefore, go and make disciples. And the therefore go, it's as you go. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, everywhere you go. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's part of the evangelism piece. I think this radio station does such a great job at edifying God. If you listen in a 24-hour window on any time on the station, God's name is lifted up. His name is made much of. And I think that through the great and amazing teachers on this station, the education piece, the educate of the threefold goals of the station is always consistently met at a high level. And so I think the edification and the education pieces are met at a high level. But I've always told you, Mark, that I thought that the evangelism piece is something that Great News Radio needs to work on, because that is the command Jesus gave us.
Well, and I think maybe what I'll do is read this little note that was on a Great News Radio response card just to flesh out some more thoughts. And maybe this individual or many of the listeners tuned in now don't realize that this home studio has been in our home for 20 years since the first broadcast. And this is going to be allowing us to expand out and have a studio accessible to the general public for other volunteers to come in to do training, where they won't be just walking into the house and feeling a little awkward when a dog comes running up or the chickens run by the window. You know, there still may be times where I do a number of the morning programs here at home, but this will allow a lot more accessibility to others to come and to be interviewed and to capture their testimonies and to have that awareness right in the marketplace. Hey, here's the station. Come on in. But let me read this, and then maybe I'll read the letter that I sent to the board last week. But this comes from a supporter to the station, and so I know they're very conscientious and have been blessed by the ministry and have tuned in for a number of years. But this person writes, Mark, I'll certainly be going into prayer before my final and difficult decision about discontinuing our financial support of WGNJ. To me, the broadcasting about Christ is what a radio station is all about. Yet I do see this new event center and a place that will allow so much diversity and time as a possible future conflict of interest. Please prayerfully think it through, as sometimes the growth step a church takes causes its failure. Please, as we all do not hear your prayer answered by what you want instead of what Christ really says. and then she signs it. And so I was thinking about this, and there's always great wisdom and insight and points of view that you want to weigh and consider. And I was thinking, wow, I don't see the Advent Center at all competing, other than it might compete for some of my time and energy, for sure. But there's so much possibility and potential that I'm thinking, wow, this is a great step to reach so many more people to tune in and listen, and to host so many different gatherings that will be God-honoring and that will really feature and highlight the station to people that never knew we existed. And I found that out at our 20th anniversary celebration. A number of people said, you know, I've lived in this town for 20 years and I never knew about Great News Radio. And wow, you have a men's choir and you're doing trips to Israel and you have these broadcasts. And then one other point I'll make is that really the station, thank you God for these great hosts and the Moody Broadcasting Network and how we deliver these godly teachings, that really won't change whether we have an event center or a meeting place or not. That will always continue because of the delivery of the programs and how we set those into our broadcast schedule. Those will continue to remain as they are. And so I saw so many positive things about moving forward, and then how God has answered the prayers and confirmed it through our board, that these are exciting times. So do you have thoughts what this person is writing about, or some cautionary yellow or red flags that we should be aware of?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. Number one, I think we should always be cautious, and we're all hearing from the Holy Spirit, and there may be, and I think you've already highlighted that, is that you tend to be exuberant about things, and so you are going to have to watch and guard your time whenever we put ourselves in there. But I think that one of the things that maybe our listeners are not understanding, or maybe don't have a picture of, is that for the last 20 years, the station has been operated largely 99% out of your home. Mm-hmm. Everything that is on the broadcast, everything that is done, has come out of your home. You've hosted the people who have been interviewed in your homes. You've had a myriad of different people in there, and, you know, some weeks like a revolving door. Not to mention that, you know, you're in a different season of life now, and you have a young daughter now. She's 7 years old. You have a wife. You're building a family inside of your home. And I learned this lesson a long time ago, that I need an office that's not in my home, because when you're working for the Lord, when you're driven with the kind of drive that I have, the kind of drive that you have, Mark, you'll work. And you find great joy in the work and the serving. But the problem is that the Lord wants you to love and serve your family. Mm-hmm. And so the healthiest thing, in my opinion, is that the station has another location. It has a place that you have to go to. It has a destination that you have to go to. It has a point where you have to now begin to count the hours of your day and say, okay, look, I've got 3 hours to accomplish exactly what I need to do, versus saying, you know, after I put the kids to bed, I'll come downstairs and work for another 4 hours. Mm-hmm. You need to have that for the health of your family. And I think the board was very adamant with you about that you needed to be able to have somewhere else, because it can no longer be in your home. And that's for the health and the longevity of the station. This is not so that we can have an event center and be able to celebrate. Look, we have a location, we have a building, we have all this. Look, watch this grow. It has really, at the core of this, has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the longevity and the health of the station. And then out of that, certainly there are, as you said, so many different great benefits of being in the marketplace, of having a place to gather. I think that maybe some of the listeners might not be aware of the amount of work that you have to put into. As a pastor, I run into this all the time, right? You preach on Sunday morning, people come up and they go, gosh, Pastor, that message was great. I loved it. And nobody during the whole time that they listened to the message said, you know, that probably took about 17 hours to do.
Yeah.
You know, from the study to the crafting to the editing to the practicing delivering that. And in the same way, all the events that you've hosted, whether they've been teaching, whether they've been lectures or conversational links, whatever it is that you've hosted, there has been a fair amount of your time that you have spent securing locations to even be able to do that.
Yeah.
Finding places of the singing men to be able to practice. Finding places. I remember both you and I going to Judah many times to talk with the folks there so that we could secure that location to be able to do the merch gospel studies. And so to have somewhere where suddenly you do not have to worry about where is this going to be, how are we going to pull it off, how are we going to gather, do we get the key, don't we have the key, And so I think that for some, they don't realize all the ingredients that have to go into what it is that happens to the radio station. And that this place, having a central rallying location where you will have the great news radio offices, where you will have the great news radio studios, where you will have a large room where the singing men can practice and you can do conversational English classes, where a number of different gifted teachers can come in and teach the Bible and empower and educate our listeners. All of that is going to be a great benefit to your ability to be able to love God and love your family,
yeah,
and for yours to be able to serve others. So I think that maybe some folks might not be seeing what happens behind, you know, what do you say? It's like the Wizard of Oz, right? What's happening behind the curtain?
Who is that man?
And there's
behind?
Always a little bit more.
Yeah. Well, and you know this because you've been in this home studio for a number of years. I can't wait to move some of the stuff to this new location and clear out some of these cabinets and all the storage and the things in the garage. And I have things in the Fisher Tower out at the Fithian Tower, and to have a central location. And even the Tootsie Pop Ministry, I'm thinking at Lincoln Square Mall, I can have those right there, and we can have a volunteer going to all those businesses right in the mall. We could probably pay our rent through the Tootsie Pop Ministries right there in the mall. But, yeah, so I'm looking forward to a number of facets. Let me read what I sent out to the board, because they've been very involved, and it was our board chair, I think about 3 years ago, that began saying, you know, Mark, it's probably time for you to transition out of your home. And I was resistant because for, at that point, maybe 17 years, it had grown very comfortable. And like you said, I can do programming and recordings and things night and day. And sometimes to maybe my demise or lack of sleep, but it was very convenient and wonderful, and it worked. But it seemed now in our 21st year, you know, it's time to move out. But he had planted that seed, and God really surprised me, because I saw suddenly great wisdom in it, and I got enthusiastic about it, and I thought, I know this is of God, because it was just a stirring in my heart. And so the last few years, we've just kind of prayed about how it would look or how it would manifest itself. And it seems like, as I mentioned last week, with the Lincoln Square Mall being very open to the proposal that we submitted, and I'm hoping in maybe the next couple of days or by next week to have a lease agreement in writing, but it seems like they're very open. And let me read the letter that I sent to the board. Let's see, it was at the end of last week. I said, exciting times, board. I'm thinking of Habakkuk 1:5 that states, look at the nations and watch and be utterly amazed, for I'm going to do something in your days that you would not believe, even if you were told. And then I say, we continue to pray up the Great News Radio Event Center. I put 3 exclamation points, pretty typical how I talk. Please note the attachment, and you'll see what Jason, Karen, and I have come up with. And that's that. I referred to this at the beginning of the program, the top 20 reasons for a Great News Radio Event Center. And you did great with the graphics and the pictures and how to pray. And we'll be sending that out to our listeners in the next few weeks. But that was the attachment that they got to look at before it went to press. I hope to hear back from the mall soon, in the next week or two, as far as a lease agreement we can look at. Here's also an early draft wish list. I only spent a few minutes this morning thinking about it, so it's in its very early stages. Your thoughts would be helpful. And I'll mention that wish list in just a second. And then I wrote, in the coming month, I'm thinking of sending out the 20 Reasons flyer and a letter containing our wish list to most donors who attended our 20th celebration or gave to the radio ministry in the last few years. So people will receive this if you're on our mailing list and have been supportive of the station the last few years. And the wish list was just some things that came to mind with this event center. A grand piano, so for singing men rehearsals and different gatherings, a large conference table, a portable studio, and I'm working on that. I have some good leads on something that can be moved around so we can have interviews, whether it's in the mall or whether it's in the back area, or it can be moved around for various reasons when we have events. A number of round tables, a projection screen or screens, a projector, a sound system, stuff to remodel the bathroom, storage rack, some type of countertops, refrigerator, microwave, and then some movable partitions. Jim Gunther is going to probably help in putting something together. And then I put maybe some couches, sofas, comfy chairs, need to think where and how to make this inviting or usable, or maybe to be put into the back area. And then I put a few other things on my mind in their early stages. I'm thinking about coordinating a prayer walk around the mall. The four streets that run by are Illinois, Race, Elm, and Vine. We can turn this into a neat prayer rally. And then I said, also on Sunday, September 25th, the Singing Men and Huntley Brown, he's a great piano player, very involved in the Billy Graham Crusades. We're going to be planning a concert. Maybe we can host it in the mall and have this as one of our first events with concert and maybe some food or snacks. And we can, so I go on meet and greet, and we can use the event center and yet also utilize the mall and the chairs that they'll provide and tables and such. And so that went out to the board and got some very positive feedback as we just continue to pray up how God will use this work of his in the days ahead. And I'm excited about it. And it's not just because I'm excited that it's something new. It does mean more work and energy and effort, but I just felt like God was leading it forward. And so whenever you're, what is that, knowing God, or, you know, find out where God's working and then jump on board, I feel like this is something that he's doing, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, I've been praying right along with you, Mark, and like I said, we said many times, I've been, you know, there and been a resource for you in terms of discussing what you think the Lord is leading you to do and why he's leading you to do it. And I think that I've thrown up red flags at different points and said, I think we need to revisit this. I think we need to discuss this a little more. I think you need to really think about this. But I have been along, I think, with the board, a voice that said, you need somewhere other than your home to do this, just because I know the pull that it can be. And we can think that we're honoring God by staying up until 2 or 3 in the morning to engineer some radio programs and to do all those things. But you know what? We're always robbing from somewhere. And God wants you to love that little Esther and love Holly and love him with all your heart and to serve him faithfully. And so I think that this is going to create an opportunity to do this. And I think that maybe right now the transition of thinking about this new work, and we have a lot of biblical references where we could go to and say God was doing a new thing and the people weren't sure exactly what to do with what God was doing because it seemed so different. It seemed so new. It seemed uncomfortable a little bit. But God's calling you to do it.
Yeah.
And therefore, we must, with boldness, follow God and move forward and say, okay, God, what are you going to do in this? And allow God in a humble and submissive way to course correct us through that. We're not going to do everything right because we tend to never do because we're human. But in that, we're going to seek God and his Holy Spirit for guidance to be able to accomplish the purposes in which he's laid before us. You know, we're created in Christ's image and by his workmanship, the Bible says, and that we've been given good things to walk in them, work that's been laid before us. So I'm excited about this time. I really am. And I'm excited. I'm going to tell you this, Mark. I'm excited because I think that the radio ministry is actually going to become even more healthy because it's going to allow you to have some boundaries. It's going to allow you to be able to reach into the marketplace, a place that I know that's one of your gifts, exhortation and really connecting with people and being a great encouragement to you, but always such a great encouragement to me and my family. Mm. And so I really think, Mark, that God's going to release even more. And I think we're going to see the next, God willing, by his grace, the next 20 years of radio ministry be even more powerful than the first 20.
Yeah.
And it's going to look a little different.
Well, and I think, and people will be receiving the top 20 reasons for this, it's going to empower others to get involved and use their gifts. And this will be kind of a rallying point. I've mentioned that a few times, but where we can have events, which will mean we need volunteers or teachers or speakers or missionaries that are in the area. And it gives them a place to come and share what God's doing through them and so many other reasons. And this wasn't just my decision. It was the board and it was you and others that are a part of this ministry, Karen and other key volunteers that have been praying about this and asking God to direct us. And we're really feeling led of God. It's just not an individual or my enthusiasm. It really is a collective or a collaborative effort to how can we be more efficient or better or more effective in the days ahead.
Well, that and too, Mark, I would be remiss not to say that I'm a volunteer of the radio station. I'm not paid by the radio station as an employee or a staff member, and therefore I don't have a dog in this. I mean, if I saw red flags, because I love God more than anything, and I love Jesus, and I want to see His mission accomplished. I want to see us do what we've been called to do. If I saw red flags and felt like this was not something you should do, and I would raise my hand up. And I think you know that about me, that I have in a number of other areas. When I feel adamantly about something, I generally make it known. I'm not too good at hiding it. And so I really feel like this is the next chapter in what God wants to do in Great News Radio. And I would not say that if I did not believe that, because there's nothing for me to gain, whether in ego or anything, to say that. I really think God is going to do some amazing things as this not only becomes a radio ministry, but this becomes a marketplace ministry.
And
which radio is. I mean, we think about Janet Parshall's show is in the marketplace, and she over and over talks about the need that radio is a part of the marketplace.
Yeah. Exciting times. I'm glad you're a part of it. We got to feature you on the Monday and Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, and I thank God for how He's raised you and the staff and the board and the volunteers and the supporters, and it has a strategic role in all of our lives. I love tuning in myself and know that the radio broadcast will continue as we honor God and continue to have these Bible-believing preachers and teachers. That'll continue to be effective, and I think this will just be a new endeavor to reach new people or to fortify them in new and improved ways. So I'd ask you, Great News Radio listener, to continue to be in prayer over the Great News Radio Event Center, and I'm hoping in the days ahead, the weeks ahead, to establish our first kind of grand opening and have you all out to see what God's going to do and your part and role in it. So I'll be praying that up, I would ask. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Jason Schiffel with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.